Welcome to StarCast from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the host of Planet Waves FM and the host of the soon-to-return Planet Waves Horoscope. Welcome to the edition for January 4th, 2022. I'm intending for this particular broadcast to take us out to about Friday of this week. I believe that is the 7th. Once again, thanks for joining me. And thank you for enduring a break over the New Year's weekend. I definitely needed some rest after completing TuneIn 2022. Please check around the Planet Waves Network for links to that. These are exceptionally good professional horoscope readings for a modest price with a lot of good results. All right, current astrology right now, the sun is right at the midpoint of Capricorn, and the moon is right at the midpoint of Aquarius. We have just been past the Capricorn new moon. That was January 2nd at 1:33. I completely missed the fact that the new moon was happening. That's how out of it I was after completing the tune-in readings. I kind of have to open up a whole universe within itself to be able to do that work. Anyway, the moon made a conjunction to Saturn today. That was much earlier in the day, probably a little bit before noon Eastern time. And if the day has had any kind of a slow paced or serious feeling, there is your moon-Saturn conjunction. Just going around the zodiac, catching you up, Venus is still retrograde. That's true till the 29th. Mercury has made its way into Aquarius. That will last until Mercury goes retrograde in about, hold on a second there, Mercury goes retrograde. So Mercury goes retrograde on the 14th. So it's going to, it's in 10 days from now. So Mercury is definitely in shadow phase. The retrograde is going to go from, let's see, what degree of Aquarius. I'm going to relearn all this stuff I already did for the annual. 10 degrees of Aquarius, and it's going to retrograde back through a conjunction to Pluto, which is in Capricorn. And so we're going to have Venus retrograde and a Mercury retrograde in Capricorn simultaneously. That's kind of rare. But that's what's going to happen. Let's see what else is up. As of this moment, Mars, that thing has a name. Mars is at the midpoint of Sagittarius. It's just made a conjunction to the Great Attractor. And so for some people, they're going to experience that as a very large sense of something that's going on. Anytime something is conjunct the Great Attractor, it has a kind of a magnification to it, and it can also be so large that it reaches around your perception, reaches around where you can actually see, feel, and notice the results, and that's where Mars is right now. So we've got a little time before Mars gets into Capricorn, as I'll get into in future editions, and I get into in a new Planet Waves TV edition. You may not know of our YouTube channel, but it's planetwaves.tv. That'll take you right to our YouTube. It's a shortcut to our YouTube channel. Mars is going to be a very important planet in 2022, mostly owing to how it's going to spend most of the year in one quadrant of the zodiac, and will make conjunctions to a whole bunch of planets that are clustered between Aquarius and Taurus. So that is that. And one of the things that Mars looks like it is set to do this year is to challenge some of the delusional thinking that's been associated with Neptune in Pisces. We are not in times when people are particularly realistic. I am surprised at how long people are falling for this entirely government and media-induced panic that we're living through. I would reassure you that there is no threat from any virus This is a fact that I can prove scientifically and have many top-level people admitting this. We're now working on a kind of a final report on the COVID test. But I would just say, from a spiritual standpoint, this thing is not worth your investment in fear. It's not worth ripping your life apart for. And it's not worth making any decision that you cannot reverse. It's very important to know in life when you are at a point of no return. And the question is, do you pull the trigger or do you not pull the trigger? And I would say that anytime you're at a point of no return, that calls for a firm, not momentary, a firm pause to not lurch ahead. And anytime that you feel like you're making a decision that is purely a decision based on fear, that also calls for a pause and for a search for alternatives. As I explained in the newest version of Planet Waves TV, it's a nice one. It's worth watching. I run through the astrology of most of the year in that edition, and maybe I'll put it up on the StarCast page so that you can see it. We have a 12-month season ahead of considerably mellower astrology than we got in 2020 and 2021. 2020 and 21 really were 1 year astrologically, and the astrology was violent. It was harsh. It was aggressive, and it was filled with a sense of needless urgency that was capitalized on by the powers that be. And I'm not normally one to think that at this time in history, people are relying on astrology, but there were some things that were that were timed so closely to the astrology, particularly in January of 2020, that it was quite uncanny. But I still don't believe that they're actually consulting astrologers. I don't think that they're intelligent enough to consult astrologers, and I think that it would defy this technocratic science uber Alice type of mentality that we're living with right now for anyone to consult any form of an oracle or to ask a question with meekly spiritual meekly spiritual implications to it. Okay, so meanwhile, where we are right now is summing up here in my somewhat scattered, it has been a long day, somewhat scattered presentation. The moon is in a new crescent phase. It should just be becoming visible right now. That planet right behind it is Saturn. The moon's next major stop is when it enters Pisces. On Wednesday at 7:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all times are Eastern times in this podcast, the moon will be conjunct Jupiter that evening. That's a nice little change of pace. We have one thing with 2021 is we're going to get quite a bit of a Pisces influence. We'll have Jupiter in Pisces for much of the year. Mars will be arriving fairly soon, and when things show up in Pisces, it can often have the sense of, that's the thing that was missing, that soft and reflective quality that's not a glitzy, bright, shiny thing, it's not screaming at you, it's speaking to you in a normal tone of voice, or maybe singing a song, or playing some music, right? And that's the Pisces vibe, a little more introspective. So anyway, starting on Wednesday night, the moon will be in Pisces. It'll make a conjunction to Neptune. It'll make a conjunction to Nessus about a day later on Thursday evening Eastern time. And then overnight Thursday to Friday, the moon will move through a conjunction to Pallas Athene and then to Neptune before moving into Aries. On the 8th is Saturday, but it's overnight. It's very early in the morning on the 8th, 12:25 a.m. Eastern time. So it's in the very early hours of Saturday. So figure it this way: up until Wednesday evening Eastern, we have the Aquarius moon, and then up until very late Friday night, we have the Pisces moon, and then the next lunation, major lunation anyway. Well, let's go for the quarter moon. Let's skip the full moon right now. The first quarter moon will be the 11th. That is on Tuesday, and then that is heading in to the full moon. Hold on here. What did I do? Is that correct? Moon square. Pardon me while I work this out live. Okay, correction. The first quarter moon will be the 9th. That is on Sunday. That's first quarter moon. That will be in Aries. And then the full moon will be on the 17th. That's a Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, at 6:48 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, so I am going to try to get back in the groove on StarCast, and my usual flawless, smooth performance without any notes. Please do sign up for this tune-in thing. I see a lot of people listen to this podcast. It's incredible how many people are listening. This thing's got like 20,000 visits on the Planet Waves page alone. Hasn't even been in existence that long. We are sponsored by our customers. So I have to sit here and pay everyone who works for me and, you know, eat a little food and pay the power bill and keep my computers running. And it took me 25 years to learn astrology this good. So please do purchase something from us or make a donation to our nonprofit, Chiron Return. Either way works fine. If there's something you want but you can't afford, send me an email at efc@planetwaves.net. I am a Pisces. We like to take care of critters and hungry people and people who are out in the cold and stuff like that. So that is our company ethos here at Planet Waves. We charge a little for very good products, and some people pay lots of money for me to do fancy consulting. Like, someone hired me today to do a 10-year reading for them. I've never been asked to do that in my career. It's going to be great fun to do a 10-year reading for one of the most famous women's empowerment trainers. And then, you know, that's going on. That helps pay for planetwaves.fm. The last episode of planetwaves.fm, a very spiritually focused program about right and wrong in many ways. That's at planetwaves.fm. All right, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for joining me, for your time, your trust, and I'll catch you again on Friday. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.